弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们在这里聚会的时候，黄丽姊妹带师一开头问我们大家吃饱了没有。
This afternoon, Sister Ellen and the Chinese group, when she was leading worship, she began and asked everyone, "Is everyone full?"
赵林是当妈的哈，比较有爱心。
She indeed is a mom, and she has a lot of love for us.
那我要问你们被火烧了没有
？And I want to ask you guys, are you burned by fire yet?
你们会说你在问什么
And they'll ask you, what are you talking about?
我们刚刚唱什么歌
What was the song we were just
singing? Sing the fire, 对不对、啊、不能够一面唱然后句子里面觉得你在问什么什么被火烧你在说什么
And you can't say, well, what are you talking about when you just sing the song? What does it mean to be consumed by fire?
要当真的哈
You've got to take it seriously.
施洗约翰说我是用水给你们施洗
John the Baptist says, I will baptize you with water.
他说主耶稣来的时候要用圣灵和火给我们施洗
When Jesus Christ comes, he will baptize you with fire.
今天的火是圣火是爱火
And this fire is a holy fire, it's a fire of love.
有一天审判的火要临到
And one day a fire judgment will come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们感谢神我们真的巴不得在今天就让圣火烧掉所有的悲情下品
And dear brother and sister, we ask the Lord that today he will consume all the dross that is in us.
今天这个火就在我们里面烧出更深的爱来
Today this fire will burn out more love.
好让我们那一天站在审判台前的时候
When we stand before the judgment seat,
我们能够平安地去面见我们的神
And we can come to the Lord God at peace.
刚才我们坐在那里祷告的时候
And when we were sitting there praying,
威廉祷告说让我们每一个人回去的时候都不一样
And I'm praying that every time, when we go back, none of us is the same.
不是吃胖了或吃瘦了
It's not that we gain a little more weight or we lost weight.
他说让我们每一个人都跟神有神圣的相遇 Divine encounter.
And every single one of us will have a divine encounter with God.
姊妹，这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
一天过去了。
A day has gone by.
其实一天半过去了。
A day and a half actually has gone by.
我要问说你遇见神了没有
？I want to ask everyone, have you met God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
不是我们渴慕遇见神而已。
It is not just that we have this longing to meet Him.
神比我们更渴慕向我们显现。
But God longs even more to reveal Himself to us.
不是我们渴慕被圣灵充满而已啊。
It's not that we long to be filled by the Holy Spirit only.
神早在2000年前在基督里已经把圣灵赐下来了。
2000 years ago, the Heavenly Father He sent forth the Holy Spirit through His Son Jesus Christ.
甚至到一个地步，他要叫保罗说你们。必须要不断的持续的被圣灵充满提醒我们
where, God reminded us through Paul that be being filled by the Holy Spirit
神所要的常常就是神要给的
what God wants is oftentimes what he wants to give us
他叫我们被圣灵充满因为他把圣灵赐给我们
he says to be filled by the Holy Spirit because he wants to send the Holy Spirit
弟兄姊妹希望我们都在主的面前我们好好祷告我们不是要去追求一个特殊的经历
brothers and sisters I ask everybody to pray with earnest we're not just seeking an experience
穆罕德烈讲的什么叫做圣灵？就是得了荣耀，耶稣基督的灵叫做圣灵。
And what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the glorified Christ.
2000年前拉撒勒人耶稣在地上，他受到肉身时空的限制。
2000 years Jesus of Nazareth, he was confined in time and space.
他在耶路撒冷就不能在加利利。
When he was in Jerusalem, he cannot be in Galilee.
他在加百农他就没有办法到伯大尼。
When he was at Capernaum, he cannot be in Bethlehem.
但是耶稣复活以后，在圣灵里面他充满万有。
But when Jesus resurrected, he filled all things.
他可以住在我们每一个人的心中。
He can live in each and every one of our hearts.
哈利路亚，我们就是来追求我们所爱的耶稣。
Hallelujah, we are pursuing this Jesus who we love.
来就是为耶稣做见证
And the Holy Spirit comes to testify for Jesus.
圣灵来就是把我们带进一切的真实里面
And the Holy Spirit comes to lead us into all truth.
我们不是光在这里听真理
And we're not just listening to a truth.
我们不是光在这里羡慕得胜
And we're admiring victory.
全在基督里面
But all these things are in Christ.
已经做成了
It is accomplished.
今天全在圣灵里面
Today they are all in the Holy Spirit.
要实现在我们的身上哈
make it into reality in your life,
所以我们要祷告、
so、
我们真的要祷告
we need to pray.
让神的圣灵大大的充满我们每一个人
and we ask the Holy Spirit to fill each and every one of us greatly.
昨天晚上
last night,
我们讲到蒙召成为属神的人
we talked about being called, into to be the people of God.
其实我们本来就是属神的
we already belong to
God. 万有都是为他造的，借着他造的。
All things were created for him, was created by him.
保罗说，一切所有的都是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
And then Paul says that all things belong to Christ, and Christ belong to God.
Irene, 你属谁？
I asked Irene, who do you belong to?
勇敢地说。
Boldly, proclaim it.
不会有人打你的。
Nobody will hit you.
属神的，还要伸舌头。属神的，我本来就是属神的。
We belong to God. Yes, we belong to God.
世界的王非法的辖制占有我们。
And this king of the world, illegally has occupied us.
所以神说 ,let my people go, 容我的百姓去。
Therefore God can say, let my people go.
那本来就是我的。
Because they are mine.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我们讲到我们蒙召从世界出来。
And dear brothers, we talked about the fact that we were called out of this world.
我们根本就不属于这个世界的。
Because we did not belong to the world.
世界的王不配拥有我们。
Of this world are not worthy to have.
我们是自天而来。
And we came from heaven above.
为天而活。
And we're living for heaven.
向天而去的人。
And we're going towards heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一般人是这个世界不配有的。
But sister, we are people that is not worthy of this world.
不管你做什么。
It doesn't matter what you are doing.
不管你读了多少学位。
I don't care how much you study.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们是属神的人。
And we are people of God.
我跟你讲，你比地上的君王都还要在神面前有价值。
And I tell you that you have far more worth than any king of the world.
这不是往脸上贴金啊、
哦、This is not to flatter ourselves.
因为我们就是照着神的形象造的，我们是神的儿女。
But indeed we are made according to his image, we are the children of God.
昨天晚上
And last night,
我们讲到要认识世界的本质。
And we talked about needing to understand the nature of this world.
第二，要知道我们在世界却不属于这个世界。
And I say that we need to know that we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
今天我们都在这个世界里面，对不对？
Today we are all here in this world.
我们要上班，要生孩子，要养孩子，要做这个，要做那个。
We need to go to work. We need to raise our children. We need to do this and that.
但是却不属于这世界。
We are in this world, but we are not of this world.
第三个。
And thirdly,
那在我们里面的比在世界的更大。
That which is in us is greater than he is in this world.
世界虽然可怕，世界虽然强暴。
Yes, the world is dreadful and it is violent.
在我们里面的比在整个世界的都大。
But he that is in us is greater than all these.
世界的王在基督的心中怎样毫无所有。
And the king of this world is nothing in the heart of Christ.
今天我们借着在我们里面的基督，我们也能够对世界说，你在我里面毫无所有。
And through the Christ that is in us, we can say to the world, you are nothing to me.
使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
That which allows us to overcome the world is our faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我们讲到第一件事情。
So last night we talked about the very first item.
从世界里面被分别，被拯救出来。
We were called out, we were sanctified out.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Again, let my people go that they may serve me.
所以昨天我们讲到我们是世上独居的民，不列在万民中。
We talked about the fact that we are a special people that is not numbered among the nations.
我们是属神的人。
We are people of God.
所以昨天晚上我们讲到了亚伯拉罕的约。
Last night we talked about the covenant with Abraham.
我们蒙召要承受大的祝福。
And we were called to inherit a great blessing.
我们蒙召要成为别人的祝福。
And we are called to become the blessing of others.
这是神召亚伯拉罕。
This is the reason why God called Abraham.
我昨天也讲到，昨天有一个约没有讲，就是我今天早晨，今天晚上稍微提一下。
And there was a covenant that I missed last night, but I will mention it tonight.
第二个约讲到西乃之约。
And the second covenant is the covenant of Sinai.
这个时候不再是亚伯拉罕一个人。
And right now, this covenant is not just with one person,
Abraham. 他们成为十二个支派。成为一个民族了。
But now there are 12 tribes, one nation.
对，出埃及记十七章这里讲到神把他们从埃及带出来。
Exodus chapter 17 says that God has delivered his people out of Egypt.
好像老鹰一样把他们带出来。
As an eagle that has carried them.
弟兄姊妹，神是要叫他们成为属神的子民，成为君尊的祭司。
God wants them to be a people of his own and become royal priesthood.
神要在他们中间要建立一个祭司的国度。
And to establish a kingdom of priests.
所以不是只有一两个人侍奉神。
So it's not just one or two people who are serving God.
整个 nation, 整个国家都是侍奉神的人。
The entire nation is to serve God.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得在哥林多，在彼得前书第二章第九节也讲到我们是有君尊的。
And Peter again said in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we are royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的正业。
And this is our
这是我们的身份，这是我们最重要的 career.
And this is our career. This is the first thing in our lives.
这个利托森弟兄很早以前就讲了。
Brother Nee has said it a long time ago.
不管你是老师，
regardless of whether you are a teacher,
不管你是医师
or a doctor,
不管你是律师
or a lawyer,
不管你是什么
it doesn't matter what is your occupation,
那都是我们的副业
those are all secondary,
我们的正业是什么
your primary occupation,
侍奉神
is to serve God,
弟兄姊妹啊我们的正业是侍奉神
brothers and sisters, your primary occupation is to serve God,
我们的最重要的 job title 是君尊的祭司
and your greatest title is that you are a royal priest,
不管你做什么
it doesn't matter what you are doing,
下午林牧师问的那个范弟兄在哪里
Brother Lee had a question or
a, 你是做什么的 Amen
Ask Francis, what do you do?
弟兄有 Delta 了哈
He says, I am a royal priest
不管你做什么
It doesn't matter what you are doing
包括你是家庭主妇也一样
Even homemakers
跟有一个弟兄讲他是我们所有的现代人的这些职业、啊、都是副业就像后院养鸡养鸭一样
and a brother has said that all our professions they're secondary just like raising chickens and ducks in our backyard
所以赵家你的 IT 工作是什么什么没有那个没有专家
Francis is very confused
要罚站了不行不行好我问那个刘姊妹好了你是做什么的
What is it that you do?
君尊的祭司
Francis is just playing with words right now
因为 worship team 大概累得太辛苦了
They're on the worship team and they're exhausted
所有的正业
Your primary profession
就是侍奉神
is to serve God
所有的副业所有其他的职业
all the other occupations
都是养鸡养鸭的副业
is to raise chickens and raise ducks
你可以没有副业不能不务正业
you're allowed to not have the secondary but you must have the primary
阿爸阿们
Amen
OK 英英你是做什么的
英英 what do you do
OK
I'm so, I'm,
长进了哈
I'm so God She grew some.
真的不管你做什么人家问我们我们很少想到这件事对不对所以你就知道侍奉神的那个荣耀没有进到我们里面来啊弟兄姊妹早上李牧师讲的希伯来书三章一节你们要思想耶稣那个是要想进去的
Brother Lee this morning talked about Hebrew chapter 3 verse 1 that you need to ponder and think about Christ
他真正进到我们里面来的
enter into you
所以弟兄姊妹我们的正业就是侍奉神
again our primary job is to serve God
人村的医生工作是养鸡养鸭的
our Brother Huang is a doctor but that is just to raise chicken and raise duck
赵家的 IT 也是养鸡养鸭的
and Francis he's an IT engineer but is to raise chicken and duck
英英的三个孩子也是养鸡养鸭的
and 英英 her three children she's raising chickens and ducks
正业是侍奉神
Her primary job is to serve God
弟兄姊妹这是我们的君尊祭司啊
This is what it's meant to be a royal priest
我们需要被神开啊弟兄姊妹
We need to be opened by God
Let my people go
Again let my people go
干什么 To serve me
Why to serve me
不光只是把我们从法老的辖制底下救出来
It's not just to deliver us out of the bondage
让我们可以终身坦然无惧的在他面前用圣洁公义侍奉神
But for the rest of our life holiness and righteousness we may serve our God
他的血洗净我们
His blood has cleansed us
除去我们的死刑
has removed the dead works
为的是叫我们侍奉永生神
that we may serve the eternal God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我真巴不得神的荣耀今天充满在我们的心中进到我们里面来
Dear brothers, this is how I long that the glory of God will enter into our hearts
我们永远的正业就是君尊的祭司为的侍奉神
and forever our primary occupation is to serve God
当我们在世界中得胜的时候
and we are overcomers in the world
我跟你说我们昨天晚上讲的出埃及记第一章的四种可怕的情形不仅仅不会在我们身上出现
and I tell you the four conditions of the people who are in bondage in Egypt not only will they not appear
反而整个世界要为爱神的人来效力
but the world will labor and work for those who love the Lord
你看当约瑟掌权的时候
when Joseph was reigning as king
全地饥荒对不对
and the entire land was in famine
雅各带着家人来投靠他们
so Jacob took his entire family and came to his
弟兄姊妹 当神儿女们在主面前掌权的时候
when the people of God are
victorious 法老说你看歌山地是全埃及最好的地方你们可以拿去用
And Pharaoh says look at the land of Gershom it's the best land go ahead and take it for your use
你说跟我们昨天讲的怎么能够跟人相比呢
It is completely different from what we kind of talked about last night
昨天那个督工像挤牙膏一样像柳毛巾一样要榨出我们每一滴的血汗的
The taskmaster that we talked about last night is working diligently to get every sweat every drop out of us
你说像不像 Silicon Valley 的这些老板们对不起哈有当老板的
Silicon Valley I hope I didn't offend anyone
一分钱一分货嘛。
Every penny is
is 多给你一点钱，他就多炸一点的啦。
So if they gain a little more, they'll work you a little harder.
当约瑟掌权的时候
，But when Joseph is reigning,
法老主动的说，你看歌山地是全埃及最好的。
Pharaoh automatically said, you know, look at Gershom, it's the best land.
尽可以拿去。
Go ahead and take it for your use.
当神儿女们掌权得胜的时候
when the children of God are victorious and when they are reigning,
我们要成为这个世界成为我们周围人的祝福
we will become a blessing to this world and the people who are around us
雅各年老白发苍苍拄着拐杖进到房宫王宫里面去见法老
Jacob in his old age when he's all gray hair and he walks along with a cane he enters the throne room of Pharaoh
当时地上的列国埃及帝国是最强的
and of all the nations of that timeEgypt was at its pinnacle.
法老是他们的王
and Pharaoh was his king.
人进去常常都需要爬着跪着进去的
And whenever people came to meet Pharaoh, they had to prostrate and crawl to him.
怕死了，吓死了，去见法老
They are trembling. They're like fear of death.
但是雅各拄着拐杖，白发苍苍，一脸憔悴的走进去
But Jacob, in his old age, he walks along his king and he walks right towards him.
这两个完全不同的 system 出现的人。
And these two systems, the emergence of these two types of people.
一个是属地的代表，埃及，而且法老。
And one Pharaoh is the king of the world.
一个属天的 system.
And another
雅各做代表。
The heavenly system is represented by Jacob.
而当他们两个相遇的时候
And when those two representations meet,
法老必须低头让雅各给他祝福。
Pharaoh must bow to Jacob.
希伯来书第七章第七节说，向来都是为大的给为小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 says it is always the greater that blesses the lesser.
弟兄姊妹，那天不是法老施舍雅各。
It is not that Pharaoh said, "Okay, Jacob, I'll let you do it."
法老把最好的献给他们。
And Pharaoh gave them the very best.
然后法老心甘情愿的居然在雅各的面前低头，让雅各给他祝福。
And Pharaoh was willingly to bow his head before Jacob.
因为他知道在这个老人身上有不一样的气质，有不一样的东西。
And on this old man, that's a different quality.
他不懂什么叫属天，他不懂任何属灵的名词。
And Pharaoh may not understand heavenly realms and heavenly terms.
但是当他看见这个老人的时候，他知道这个人不一样。
But when he saw this old man, he knows something different.
他羡慕他身上得着的。
He admires what is not in him.
请你给我祝福。
Please.Bless me.
雅各进去的时候他请他祝福
and Jacob went in and Pharaoh said please bless me
雅各要走的时候他再请他祝福
when Jacob was walking away he said please bless me again
一次祝福两次祝福、啊、
it's not enough but a second blessing
因为姊妹这是神儿女们在地上该有的情形
this is the condition of the children of God
不是人在江湖身不由己、啊、
the way we ought to be is not that you're helpless in the world
不是在这个地上讨一口饭吃、啊、
you're just gaining another meal
我们有我们属天尊贵的身份
But we have this royal position.
我们是属神的人。
And we are people that belong to God.
我们是侍奉神的人。
And we are people that serve God.
我们是在这地上要掌权的人。
We are to reign in this world.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真掌权的时候
，When we truly reign,
世界不能辖制我们。
The world has no hold over us.
世界要为我们效力。
The world will labor for us.
世人要因着我们得到祝福。
And all will be blessed because of us.
弟兄姊妹，这是西乃之约召我们出来。
And brothers and sisters, this is the covenant of Sinai that we are called.
成为侍奉神君尊的祭司。
The royal priests who are to serve God
成为祭司的国度
to be a kingdom of priesthood
我们要阿们是不是
we need to say amen
真是要感谢神啊
we need to thank God
好那我们今天要来看我们的主题
and again we want to come and look at the theme
今天我们讲蒙召过圣别的生活
and we want to talk about call to live a sanctified a consecrated life.
然后走属天的道路。
To walk a heavenly journey.
我们昨天说过，神不仅仅要把我们领出来、救出来。
And we said yesterday, God is not only doing the work of deliverance.
神要带领我们。
But God wants to lead us.
然后要进入他所应许的迦南美地。
And to enter into His promised land, Canaan.
而今天在这个过程中。
And again today in this process.
他在我们身上一直在做伟大的工作。
He's continually to do his great work.
他一方面在这里分别为圣，把我们分别出来。
At the same time, he is sanctifying
在我们生命里面不断的做改变的工作，分别我们。
He's sanctifying us, setting us apart, changing us, transforming us.
另外一方面，他亲自带领，亲自教育我们。
At the same time, he's personally leading and educating us.
哦，让我们整个的人生 lifestyle, life purpose.我们的 life principle 都不一样了哈。
Lifestyle, life purpose, and principle will all be transformed.
我们整个人生的目的、人生的方式啊、人生的原则，通通被神改变。
Again, our purpose, our style, and our principles, they will all be changed.
这一面是我们里面生命被神改变啊。
Because the life in us is being changed.
一面外面我们的生活也被神改变。
Our circumstances are being changed.
这是一个过程。
And this is a process.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都在这个过程里面啊。
But you and I, we're all in this process.
你看地上一个人要当老师。他要经过训练，他是要有一定的教育。
In this world, when you want to be a teacher, you need to be educated, you need to be trained.
你要当个工程师也一样。
You want to be an engineer, you got to be trained.
你当个医生，当然训练更多。
You're going to be a doctor, there's more training.
弟兄姊妹，当祭司也是需要训练的，对不对
？Just to be priest, you also need to be trained.
我们要怎么样来侍奉神，都需要训练的。
How are we going to come and serve God? You need to be trained.
我们要被改变。
We need to be changed.
里面生命要被改变。
And our life needs to be changed.
外面生活要被改变。
Our lifestyle, the way we live, they need to be changed.
这跟你彼得后书第一章第四节讲到，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
In 2 Peter chapter 4 it says, depart from the lust that is coming from the world.
就叫我们得以与神的性情有份。
That we may be partakers with the natures of God.
他前面说到，神是用他的荣耀和美德把我们招出来。
In the beginning, it says that God has called us out of His goodness and His virtues.
招出来以后呢，叫我们既然脱离了世上从情欲来的败坏。
And He called us out to depart from the lust and the corruption of the world.
就叫我们得以与神的性情有份。
That we may be partakers of the natures of God.
所以第一个的改变是让我们的生命 to be the partaker of His divine nature.
So the very first thing is that we may be partakers of His divine nature.
生命改变。
Our life has changed.
第二个。
Secondly.
保罗在以弗所书第四章说，你们既然蒙召，你们的行事为人就当以所蒙的恩相称。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 that if you are called, that you got to live a life that is worthy of that calling.
所以被召出来不光只是得救，生命改变。
So being called and being redeemed is not that your life just changed.
行事为人都要被改变。
But the life, the way you live needs to be changed.
所以今天你我都是在王子训练班里面，知道吗？
So you and I, we are trained in the school of prince and princesses.
重生得救了，我们是属天君王的儿女。
And we are redeemed, we are saved, we are children of the King.
生命已经有了。
We have that life.
但是你不能够天天抠鼻屎啊，这个衣服穿不干净啊，然后乱七八糟的头发不洗，他一定要训练你的。
You can't walk along casually every day, pick your nose and wear dirty shirts and be very sloppy because you've got to be trained.
所以我们很多侍奉神的事情，我们在属灵的路上，我们需要被教育，需要被训练。
A lot of things pertaining to the house of God and serving God, we need to be educated, we need to be trained.
啊，昨天晚上没睡好觉的，请举手。
Last night, all of us did not sleep well, would you please raise your
hand? 哎呦，好可怜啊！每次退休会的时候。我常常第一个晚上也是睡不好觉。
A lot of time at retreat, the very first night, I don't sleep very well.
昨天晚上于师母几乎整夜没睡觉。
The last night, Sister Nancy practically did not sleep the whole night.
那我是头尾没有睡好，中间睡得还不错。
I didn't sleep well in the beginning and the end, but in the middle was pretty good.
我四点十八分爬起来，因为钟写四点十八分，然后就没睡着了。
At 4:18 a.m. I woke up and then I couldn't go back to sleep anymore.
你知道来退休会我睡不着觉的时候，我常常祷告的就是哈。
And one thing that I often do when I can't sleep is I pray.
希望主帮助那些睡不着觉的能够早点睡着。
And then I would pray, Lord, help all those who can't fall asleep that can fall asleep quickly.
所以昨天晚上我就在那边祷告说，主啊，你让那些打鼾的人能够默然不语。
So I said, Lord, let all those who are snoring very loudly, that all of a sudden they became silent.
因为很多人睡不着觉，一方面是环境不适应，一方面是有人打鼾嘛。
And a lot of people can't sleep well. On the one hand, they're not accustomed to the environment. Two, people are snoring.
然后我接着就祷告，我说主啊，你让那些不适应或是被吵着睡不着觉的人能够在主里安睡。
So I pray and I say, Lord, give those who cannot sleep because they're unfamiliar with the environment or because of the noise that they would rest well.
哎，我一讲完，我就说，哎呀，糟糕，又讲错话了。
And I say, oh man, I pray something wrong again.
那主礼安睡是殡仪馆那个匾额上写的。
And this Chinese terminology to rest in the Lord is that's what's written on the mortuary.
每次弟兄姊妹被主接去了，不是送花圈都写主礼安睡吗
？And every time someone is going to the Lord who has actually slept.We would write these Chinese terms on.
我为什么讲说你看我又用词不当呢
？And I say, oh, I use the wrong terms again.
啊，因为我昨天晚上讲到的时候也用词不当了。
And last night I realized I used inappropriate terms as well.
啊，因为我为了很生动的形容我们过去还没有信主以前的经历跟现在回头的体会啊。
And for the sake of expressing a very vivid picture of.Who we are before we were saved and after we are saved.
我说，当我们还没有信主的时候，我们在撒旦的手中就像瓮中鳖一样。
Before we were saved, when we're in the hands of Satan, we were like turtles in a jar.
那我这个瓮中鳖真的很俗，不好听哈，好像骂人一样。
The Chinese term is not a very pleasing.
所以我昨天讲完我就停顿了一下，我想，哎呀，怎么这个？因为临时想不到更好的措辞。
And after I said those words, I paused a little bit because I realized.Those aren't really appropriate words.
因为讲那个鱼缸里的鱼，那个文学水准太低了，所以我就讲了瓮中鳖。
And I was going to talk about fish in a
因为这是讲我。
But I came up with these turtle in a jar instead.
这是我们没有信主以前我们的感受哈。
Our feeling before we came to Christ.
但是你可能会得罪人呐、啊，对不对？所以我就跟主抱歉，昨天回到房间就跟主抱歉。哎呀，讲错话了。
But I realized I might have offended some, so I came before the Lord and I apologized to the Lord.
就我后来想一想，这个比我知道的另外一个 case 好一点点哈。
And I think that I when I thought about it, I say that's better than a mistake that I've made in time past.
因为我以前看到那个放在报纸上还是哪里，那个老师对他班上一个学生。每次造词都造不好的那个人。
And I read an article on a newspaper. A teacher once was talking to a student that could never form a very good sentence.
那个老师对他说：“小明啊，你常常用词不当。”
He said, "So and so, you often don't use the right terminology."
我看看你现在进步了没有。
I want to see if you improve some.
你现在弄一个成语来形容老师现在心情，老师的心情很愉快。
And please use the terminology to describe that your teacher is very happy right now.
哎，小明等。在那边想一下。
That kid was just thinking, staring at the ceiling.
然后就是含笑九泉。
Said that you're laughing, you're laughing in the grave. The Chinese term is hard to translate.
啊，我跟你讲，这个当传道人真的是很不容易的。
I tell you, being a preacher is not easy.
啊，花这么多功夫祷告预备信息，有时站在台上，突然一下子不小心用错字了，回来就很后悔，吃了屎苍蝇。
And we pray and we wait before God so earnestly, and we use the wrong term on the stage, and all of a sudden we just feel real bad about it.
所以你就看我们很多的地方，我们都需要被调整、被改变。
You begin to realize in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas, we need to be changed and transformed by God.
生命要被改变。
Our lives need to be changed.
我们所说的话要被改变。
The words that come out of our mouth.
我们的行事为人要被改变。
The things that we do. As a person,
we 我们的 life purpose 人生的目的要被改变
life purpose has to be changed.
我们 lifestyle 需要被改变、啊、
lifestyle has to change.
就是我们人生的方式
and the way we live our lives.
然后我们 life principle 人生的法则原则也要被改变的
life principles, they have to change.
弟兄姊妹神是要让我们生命走开始过属天的生活走属天的道路
and God wants to live as we are living in heaven and walk in this heavenly journey.
我们不是在世界的错误里面一直奔跑
We're not keep running into the errors of this world.
我们开始走属天的道路。
But we're walking a heavenly journey.
讲到我们的 goal 不一样了。
It says that your path, your goal is different.
我们的 purpose, life purpose 不一样了。
Your life purpose is no longer the same.
而我们属天的生活。
And our spiritual life.
属天的生活就讲到我们的 lifestyle 跟 life principle 都要被神改变。
Heavenly life talks about our spiritual principles.And our lifestyle, they need to be changed.
哎，在埃及不容易改变。
While we're still in Egypt, it's hard.
神把他们从埃及招出来。
So God says, you guys got to get out of Egypt.
神把他们带到旷野里面去。
So God brought them into the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，在旷野的这一段时间。
And the time while they were in the wilderness.
在百姓的这一段路。
And this journey of the people.
是我们可以把它称为天路历程。
And we could call it a heavenly journey.
是我们每一个基督徒少不了的。
A pilgrimage that all children of God.
我们都需要有这一段天路历程。
We all need this journey.
虽然我们不见得需要像以色列人一样在旷野里面多走了这么多年，走了40年。
Though we don't have to go through the extra time and the extra miles that the Israelites have done.
但是至少在旷野路程的前一年十个月是必须有的啊。
But the very first year and 10 months, that portion we ought to have.
后面的38年是因为他们得罪神，不信而顺服，被神管教的。
The later 38 years of circling the wilderness was because God's judgment over them because of the disobedience.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们属灵生命的成长没有捷径的。
So our spiritual growth, they need to be cleansed.
你不能够缩短神在我们身上工作的时间，
you cannot truncate the time that God needs to work in our lives.
但是我们却可以耽误神在我们身上工作的时间。
But pay attention, we can delay God's time, the time that God needs to change us.
这一段的距离是你没有 shortcut， 你不能够缩短它的。
This distance, we cannot find a shortcut.
但是我们却可以拖长它。
But we can prolong and take a different route.
神的百姓在旷野，在西尔山绕行了好几十年了。
The people of Israel circled the Mount Sinai for many years.
一圈一圈就在原地踏步，浪费年日。
Again, they were circling the same point. They were wasting their lives away.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神帮助我们在这条路上走得好。
And we need to ask God to help us to walk well on this journey.
那我们要说整个旷野里面的目的是什么呢？
We want to say, what is the purpose of this journey in the wilderness?
我们今天在地上的生活，我们到底怎么样子来经历走属天的道路，过属天的生活呢？
Today, our lives, how do we walk this heavenly journey? How do we live for heaven?
我很快的提一下，在这里讲到神整个百姓的这个旷野历程、天路历程。五件重要的经历啊。
Very quickly, I will break it down the 5 experiences during this journey.
第一件事情。
The very first one.
讲到他们在旷野经历神亲自的带领。
And the very first thing is that they experienced God's personal leading.
弟兄姊妹，神并没有差遣使者来带领他们。
God did not send someone else or an agent or angel to lead them.
虽然神曾经 attempt 过，试得过。
But though God tried to do that before.
摩西一知道了就马上说你不去我们也不去了。
And then Moses heard God said that, and Moses said, if you will not go with us, then we will not go.
人在什么事情上知道我跟你的百姓在地上蒙在跟世人不同，在你眼前蒙恩呢？
How will the world know that we are people special in your sight, that we're different?
岂不是因为你亲自跟我们同去吗？
Isn't it that because you are with us?
弟兄姊妹，我们要像摩西一样有这样子的坚持，神非要你不可，不可以派别人。
We got to be like Moses and step fast and say, God, you and you alone, no one else.
你一定要亲自带领我们。
You have to personally lead me.
所以你去读以色列出埃及的历史啊。
So go read the history of the Israelites coming out.
他们整个的历史都是神亲自带领他们。
In the wilderness, the entire path, God has left them.
云柱火柱在那里带领他们。
The pillar of clouds and the pillar of fire is leading them.
我们没有时间去读这些经文哈。你看民数记告诉我们，云柱火柱在那个地方，不管是停一天、一个月，或是一年。
And again, you read the book of Numbers, whether the pillar of cloud or fire rests for a month or a year.
以色列人就都不往前去。
And then the Israelites would stay put for that duration.
然后云柱火柱几时起行？
And whenever the pillar of fire and cloud is lifted up,
他们几时就随着云柱火柱往前去？
And that's the time they would follow it.
因为我们在经历上都有这些，对不对？
And we have such an experiences.
哎呀，主耶稣啊，我怎么会生这个病呢？你赶快叫我好。
Lord Jesus, how could I have this illness? Please heal me.
一天都难过的。
Every single day we're in it, we're being miserable.
居然一年了，对不起，居然一个礼拜了。
It's been a week.
啊，一个礼拜祷告，居然一个月了。
We've been praying for a week now. It's been a month.
啊，居然一年了。
We've been sick for a year.
我就在讲我皮肤痒的事情，一年了。
I've been talking about my skin having these itches.
有时候我们很希望云柱火柱赶快再往前去，让我出来。
We eagerly ask God, please move forward past beyond this event.
但云柱火柱没有动。
But yet he did not move.
百姓就顺服。
And so the people have to obey.
哦，他们在旷野沙漠里面走，口渴得不得了了。
And they're walking in the wilderness, they're thirsty. They're
突然来到以林，十二股活泉，70棵棕树，沙漠中绿洲啊。
They came to Elim, the oasis within the desert.
他们一定跟主说，主在这里真好，我们就 stay here.
And they would say to God, this is a wonderful place. Let's just stay here for a while.
就没有想到才住了三天，云柱火柱居然走了。
Not realizing they were only there for 3 days, and God.
对不起，我不知道是不是三天，我只是打个比方。
God says, "Let's get up and go." I don't really know the exact account through the scripture. I'm just giving you an example.
我只是讲那个大的意义，这是跟今天 Ernie 学的。
And again, this is the bigger picture. I learned that from Brother Ernie this morning.
云柱火柱就走了。
So the pillar of fire and cloud.
他们得生活。哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我想我们信主年日越久，或是真正跟随主越久。
And brothers and sisters, for those of us who've been with the Lord, have been saved for many years.
我们都宝贝主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
And we treasure the fact that He is our good shepherd.
他带领我们经过人生每一个台阶。
And He lead us through every stages in life.
他带领我们穿山越岭。
And He take us through the mountains and into the valleys.
我们就算行过死荫的幽谷都不怕遭害。
And even through the valleys of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
因为主与我们同在。
Because He is with me.
他的杖他的竿都安慰我们。
His staff and His rod, they comfort me.
而第二个。
And secondly.
在旷野里面经历神丰盛的供应。
And in the wilderness, they experience God's full supply.
40年了。
40 years.
三四百万人。三四百万 ,3 to 4 million.
3 to 4 million.
居然没有饿死
，No one starved to death.
衣服没有穿破
，And their clothes were not worn out.
脚没有走肿
，And their feet were not swollen.
弟兄姊妹，你如果管教会犯死啊，今天又是要找杰西卡，杰西卡在哪里
？Jessica, where are you? Jessica,
你喜不喜欢做犯死
？Do you like to be in charge of our
终身职啊
？For the rest of your life?
哦，这不容易哈，弟兄姊妹真的不容易啊。
The brothers and sisters is not easy.
三百个人都不容易。
Feeding 300 people is tough.
不要说三百万。
Not to say 3 million.
神供应他们四十年。
And God supplied and provided for them for 40 years.
在他们需要的时候。
And whenever they had need.
每一天都降下马拉来。
Every single day the manna came.
在他们需要的时候。
Whenever they had need.
磐石可以裂开，活水流出来。
The rock would be separated and the water, living water would flow.
在需要的时候。
And whenever they had need.
他们可以对着枯干的地在那里唱歌说：“井啊，涌上水来。”
They could sing to the dry ground and say, spring up, O well.
活水就从地底下出来了。
Living water, the well came out of the ground.
弟兄姊妹，神一路上供应我们。
All the way God has provided.
从来不缺乏。
No lacking.
太宝贵的事情了，弟兄姊妹。
Very, very precious.
所以我想我们在买会所的事情上，我们都有这样子的经历。
Again, for all of us, as we were purchasing the church, we all experienced.
神亲自带领我们。
God Himself has led us every step.
然后神亲自供应我们所有的需要。
And God has supplied all of our needs.
不光是钱财。
Whether financially.
人力。
And people.
需要的帮助。
And the help that we need.
需要的资料。
And the information that we need.
都在应时的时候，神就供应给我们。
And His time and His season, He gave it.
所以从这些事情里面，我们都有一个感受：从前风闻有神，如今真是经历到他。
And through these series of events, we said, Lord, we have heard of you in time past, but now we have experienced you.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神百姓得救的时候，神把他们带到旷野里面，叫第一件事情改他们的食物。
So the very first thing that God did when He delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness is He changed their diet.
用很单纯的马拉，用活水供应他们。
A very simple manna and the living water, and that was it.
这是很多人受不了的事情。
Something that many people could not stand.
我昨天讲年轻人这个七件事情。
And I talked about the 7 things for young people.
今天任何一件事情叫你 cut it off for 1 month, 你可能都不容易的。
And I asked you to fast any one of those 7 elements may be very challenging.
叫你一个月不看电视。
One month don't watch TV.
或者一个月不上网。
Or one month don't go on the internet.
或者一个月不可以听音乐。
Or one month don't listen to music.
一个月不跟朋友打电话。
One month don't talk to your friends on the phone.
我相信我再讲下去，你们就说主啊，愿你快来了。
And if I keep going, you guys will say, Oh Lord, come back quickly.
你说这种生活怎么过呢
？How do I live this kind of life?
就跟以色列百姓讲的一模一样，我们心血耗竭了，这个东西太单纯了。
And just like the Israelites said, these are too simple for our lives.
弟兄姊妹，神必须把他们从埃及带出来。
God must take them out of Egypt.
改变他们的衣食住行。
And change the way they live, change the way of their daily sustenance.
从前是说什么，在肉锅旁边吃鱼肉，然后葱姜蒜韭菜什么都有，都是山东人来吃的。
They talked about the fact that in Egypt they had fish and they still had some garlic and onion that they had.
那天我听说是哪一个 Titus 团契小组认领的教会那个。一下去的那个花圃哈，那个小 garden。
And I heard the other day that the Titus Fellowship has taken ownership of a small pot of garden area in our church facility.
我就有点担心哈。
And I was a little concerned.
我不晓得他们会种什么。
I don't know what they're going to plant.
但是可能比年长的弟兄姊妹认领会好一点。年长的可能会种韭菜啊、葱蒜这些。
The elderly brothers and sisters will begin to plant vegetation that they can actually consume and eat.
我当你担心的时候，这个于师母还在说那有什么关系？吃埃及食物，想念一下。
And
don't worry about it. If they're really garlic and onion, we'll enjoy
it. 就是这是埃及的东西啊，葱姜蒜、西瓜、黄瓜什么鱼啊、肉啊。
Again, for the Egyptians or for the Israelites when they were in Egypt, that's what they had every day.
今天多少人的性格、心情、健康、人际关系、跟主的关系，都从所听的音乐、所看的网络受到了。很大很大的破坏。
Today, many children of God, because of the outside influences through the internet, the music, the things that we see, our lives has been damaged in a great way.
这是我们心灵的食物。
And are the spiritual food for our heart.
弟兄姊妹，尤其是年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够再让自己随便吃世上的食物。
Brothers and sisters, particularly the younger brothers and sisters, do not casually consume the things of this world.
神要改变我们。
God needs to change us.
而第三件事情。
And the third thing,
他们经历了神的启示。
They experienced the revelation from
the Lord. 神把他们带到西乃山下。
And God's brought them to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
在这里把山上的样式启示给他们。
God's given the pattern on the mountain.
把圣别生活的条例告诉他们。
Given the decree of what's holy living.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在新约的人回去读都觉得这是繁文缛节，哈，真的是。这个管那个管，吃的东西穿的东西，然后洁净条例一大堆。
And we go back in the New Testament, we're in the New Testament time, we go back and read these Old Testament rules and regulations, we say, wow, they're so detailed.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有旧约的这些律例、典章跟要求。
But I want to let everyone know that all these requirements and all these decrees in the Old Testament.
一方面在这里表达神是一个怎样的神，神的性情是什么。
On the one hand, it's to express the nature of God, who is this God?
啊，例如神说不可以咒骂聋子，听过这句话没有？
For example, God says you cannot scold or speak badly of a mute.
啊，因为他听不到你骂他不公平。
Because he cannot hear the fact that what you're saying of him.
我有时候很累的时候耳鸣三种声音，好的，我就什么都快听不到了。
Sometimes when I'm tired, I will lose my hearing and I can't hear anything.
所以医生，我如果这时候不高兴，讲话稍微大声，我都会跟他说不要咒骂聋子。
And when Sister Nancy is in a bad mood, she would speak a little louder. I would say, please don't yell at a deaf person.
这些律例典章让你看见神是怎样的神。
And these decrees and these laws areTo show us who is this God that we believe in.
而另外一方面，在神所有这些要求的背后
，and on the second hand, all these requirements that God has,
其实都讲出神要来改变我们的生命。
And behind it all is to tell us that God wants to change our lives.
我跟你说，神跟我们有任何的要求
，and I tell you any requirements that God has of us,
没有一个要求比神对我讲我好了，比要求圣洁。让我们更不敢站在神面前的。
None of these requirements will exceed God's requirement for us to be holy.
如果神要求殷勤，我或许敢跟神说：“主，我已经尽我的力量是殷勤的了。”
If God says, "Be diligent," I would say, "Okay, Lord, I've done all my best to be diligent."
神如果要求要我们要心肠好，那我们可能也会觉得很多地方我们心肠还可以。
And if God says to have a good heart, and I say, okay, Lord, a lot of time I am kind.
但是你却发现从旧约到新约，神一再的讲，我是圣洁的，你们务必要圣洁。
But from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God keeps saying, be ye holy because I am holy.
希伯来书十二章说到，人非圣洁不能见神的面。
And the Hebrew says, unless a person is holy, they cannot see God.
我们自己这个人身上怎么可能有圣洁呢？
How is the holiness in our lives?
但是弟兄姊妹，我在冬令会的时候讲过，圣洁不光是神的要求。
But I said in the beginning of the year, holiness is not just a requirement from God.
圣洁也是神的应许啊。
But holiness is God's promise.
因为他知道我们没有圣洁。
He knows that we do not have holiness.
所以他让他的儿子成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So he allowed his son to become our wisdom, our salvation.
而且在利未记到了后面的时候，神说我是叫你们成圣的耶和华。
And at the end of Leviticus, God says, "I am the one who caused you to be sanctified."
他不光要求我们圣洁
，He not only required of us to be holy.
他要把圣洁给我们
，But He wants to give us holy.
所以有这么多圣别生活的条例
，So all these requirements to live a holy life.
有山上的样式
，There's a pattern that is displayed on the mountain.
有侍奉的法则
，And there's a principle in service.
让我们能够认识神的旨意
，That we may know the will of God.
那弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
我们借着这些我们对神有第一手真实的认识
through all these things we will have a first hand knowledge of God.
那许多的时候呢我们都是对神的认识都是第二手的
Many times our knowledge of God is second hand.
从传道人来的啦
It comes from what we hear
从爸爸妈妈从带查经的人来的啦
Mom and dad for those who are leading the Bible study.
那弟兄姊妹你知道就经过旧人有的时候就有一些东西就有偏差
And a lot of times when it goes through the old man, there's some deviation.
我们很多时候需要对神有自己第一手准确的认识。
And many times we need to have a personal right understanding of who God is.
而圣灵来就是亲自光照启示。
And the Holy Spirit comes to personally reveal to us.
这个有一个电影院，这个在台湾哈，那个这个票快卖完了。
Now there was a movie theater. They were coming very close to selling out tickets.
那剩下最后一张正好是一个中学生啊。
And the last ticket was purchased by a junior high student.
所以卖完了以后底下的人就只剩下站票了居然电影院可以站票的。
And everybody who is, did not get the ticket, they're on the waiting list.
他的下一个人呢居然是一个老外一个老美站在那。
And the person that was right behind this junior high student was, a foreigner.
所以这个售票小姐不会讲英文就拜托这个中学生她说麻烦你帮我告诉她。
So, the seller of the ticket cannot speak English, so asked this young person to tell this foreigner.
她说所有的位置都卖完了你还要不要看如果要看的话要站着看只剩下站票了。
And he says, oh, okay, all the seats are sold. If you still want to watch the movie, you got to stand the whole time.
所以这个中学生就转过头来对这个美国人讲。
And so this junior high kid turned around and spoke to this foreigner.
他说 ,you see, no seat. You see, no seat. You see, stand seat.
That's what he said.
你看他翻不出来了哈。对我们平常这个英翻中是修华。修华这是什么意思
Christine, can you translate?
他也摇头。我常常到很多地方去，很多人都夸我们教会两个翻译，说他们好得不得了。结果这些十分的 Rachel 今天又有做不出来的事情。这个真的很难翻，是必须英文比较不好的那种两分的。
People who are tens cannot translate stuff like this. Only people who are twos.
要像我这种两分的利亚才翻得出来。
People like me who is a two, a Leah, can translate something like that.
他说 ，You see no seats. 他说你知道吗？没有位置了。
You see no seats.
You see no seat. 你还看不看
？You see no seats.
if seat, stand seat. 如果要看的话，站着看，没有票了。
You would be very confused.
So, Brother Ernie, so you can translate it, right?
Yeah. Did you understand?
So, they're like this.
No seat for you.
所以我们印证了 Ernest 讲的哈，两分的利亚常常做了许多是十分的 Rachel 做不到的事。
And the Leahs who are twos are oftentimes doing things that these Rachels who are tens cannot do.
所以后面那个美国人就说，他说 I'm sorry, I really don't understand what you say.
So the foreigner says, I'm sorry, I really don't know what you're saying.
所以这个中学生就转过来对售票小姐说，这个人不懂英文。
So this young person turns to the seller of the ticket and says.This man does not understand English.
我今天讲这个是在求我们传道人哈，许多的时候骂弟兄姊妹不爱主不属灵，因为有时候我们传东西传错了。
And I say this for the sake of us who are preachers. A lot of times, we scold brothers and sisters, but we didn't say the right thing.
那我们传的人家听不懂。
And we say things that they don't understand.
然后觉得这些人不属灵。
And then we say, oh, they're not spiritual. That's why they don't understand.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要来到神的面前，来到施恩的宝座前，让神亲自来启示我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need to personally come to the throne of grace and ask God for His revelation.
借着圣言圣经
And through His Holy Word, the Scripture,
借着圣灵,
and through the Holy Spirit,
神愿意向我们启示他的自己和他永远的旨意。
And God wants to reveal Himself, His eternal purpose.
我相信在我们这一生里面常常都有这种被神好像突然开眼的经历。
And I trust that many of us have gone through these experiences in life that all of a sudden our eyes are open.
好多时候读经读到一半碰见主那个喜乐真的是很难形容的。
A lot of times as we're reading through the Scriptures, all of a sudden it is open to us. When we meet God, we can't express it.
很多人说跪在主面前祷告的时候突然一下子在圣灵里遇见主了那个喜乐真的是很难讲的。
And we're kneeling there, we're praying, all of a sudden God shows up. That joy is inexpressible.
那不需要中间这个 you see no see 的这种人。
You don't need this middle person, you see no see, you can't explain anything.
直接去遇见神。
You need to come personally, directly to meet God.
弟兄姊妹神一路上愿意启示我们。
And God along the entire way was willing to reveal Himself to people.And fourthly,
神教导他们属灵的征战。
God teaches them spiritual warfare.
我两个礼拜以前刚刚讲过，出埃及记十七章是神百姓出埃及碰到的第一场征战。
And I spoke of this 2 weeks ago, Exodus chapter 17, the very first battle the Israelites.
以免让我们认识这场征战跟亚玛力人征战的性质是什么。
At the very first thing to know what is the nature of doing battle with the Amalekites.
就是这种征战亚玛力人的特性就是你在主的祝福主的应许上要往前的时候他就出来拦阻你。
And these particular enemies, whenever you're in the process of being blessed by God,They will show up and block you.
那同样呢，在这个征战的里面，我们看见了得胜的秘诀是什么
？And through this battle, we see the secret behind victory.
那山上的祷告决定了山下生活的胜败啊。
And the prayer on the mountain determined whether there's victory in the battle.
征战好像是在地上进行，约书亚。带着人在那里打仗。
The battle taking place, Joshua was leading the people in battle.
但是真正的胜败是摩西、亚伦、户珥这三个人在山上决定的。
But the victory was determined through Moses' prayer and Aaron and Hur as they were praying together.
何时垂手
？Whenever his Moses' arms fell,
亚玛力人就得胜。
The Amalekites was winning.
何时举手
？Whenever the hands are lifted up,
以色列人就得胜。
The Israelites were winning.
就这么你看见你们神就带他们进入战场。
So God led them into the battlefield.
让他们学习未曾晓得。
They would learn, understand warfare that they have not known before.
而接着这些征战，他们认识了属灵的法则。
And through these warfare, they understand spiritual principles.
他们也知道如何在地上过得胜的生活。
They understand how to live a victorious life.
他们可以试透仇敌的诡计。
They can understand the trickery of the enemy.
他们能够支取神的得胜。
They know how to lay hold of God's victory.
而第五件事情。
And fifthly.
在这里经历肉体被显明和被对付。
And the experience of their flesh being revealed and being dealt with.
整个神百姓在旷野的里面。
And the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness.
是一个蒙恩的历程。
And it was the process of being blessed.
外面神带领他们。
Outwardly, God was leading them,
保护他们
protecting them,
供应他们
supplying them,
向他们显现启示真理给他们
revealing to them, showing them the truth,
带他们经过征战让他们学会怎么打仗怎么得胜
taking them to various battles, teaching them how to be overcomers and victorious.
弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters,
同样的在旷野的这段路上
at the same time, this journey in the wilderness,
有一件很重要的事
something very, very important.
神一路显明他们里面内在生命的实情
and God continued to reveal to them the truth.True conditions inside.
让他们看见他们属肉体的人不可能靠着行律法讨神的喜悦。
That God was showing them that this flesh, through the doing of the law, cannot please God.
神在他们身上工作。
And God worked in their lives.
神拆毁，神建造。
And God demolished, and then God built up.
神击打，神医治。
God struck, but God healed.
弟兄姊妹，神亲自在这里教育他们，改变他们。
God was personally coming to educate them and changing them.
弟兄姊妹，环境常常是我们的一面镜子啊。
And brothers and sisters, the environment is oftentimes a very good mirror.
那西游记说是照妖镜，我们不能讲我们有妖，但是有肉体啊。把那个 monster show up the mirror.
Some says that the mirror, a magic mirror that reveals the monster in us or the ghosts that are in us.
那我们里面没有妖，但是肉体很多。
We don't have these demons or monsters inside of us, but there is a lot of flesh in us.
所以神就借着环境来显出我们的肉体来。
So God uses the environment to reveal what's inside this flesh.
不然你不知道你里面是什么。
Then you would really not know what's really inside of you.
唐晨 do you know what's inside of you?
Chen, do you know what's inside of you?
No.
You don't know.
所以神需要一些环境领导你，你知道吗
？So God needs to bring about certain environments into your life.
给你安排一个最差的宿舍，你就 complain 啊。
And give you a very, very lousy room, then you start to complain.
在你 complain 的里面，神就让你看看你。
And then in your complaints, God would say, come on, look at yourself.
当我这个 King of King, 万王之王来到地上的时候，连枕头的地方都没有，你现在 complain 什么？
When I was the King of King, when I came, I have no place to rest my head. What are you complaining about now?
神会显明我们的肉体。
But God begins to reveal our flesh.
但是他目的不是为了显明。
But the purpose is not just to reveal.
他是为了要改变我们。
The purpose is to change.
是要让我们不再是我乃是基督。
And we can say it is no longer I, but Christ.
让我们厌恶自己，让我们喜欢接受耶稣。
That we would hate the self, we would love to have Jesus.
所以 有人祷告，觉得别人阿门声音太小，他受伤，觉得你们为什么都不 support 我？
And some people when they pray and they say, all people are saying Amen too lowly, they're not really supporting me.
为什么威廉一祷告，你们的 Amen 都这么大声？
How come every time William prays, you guys all like Amen?
所以那个 compare. 所以那个 comparison 那个比较就让我们的肉体被暴露出来了。
And again, these comparisons reveals the flesh in us.
为什么我祷告说我是个肉体，我是个太可恶的人，你们就祷告阿门这么大声。
And when I say, I'm a wretched person, I'm full of flesh, and all of you guys say, Amen.
那是因为我遇见神，我在那里悔改，没想到你们都认为我是肉体。
I met God and I'm repenting, and then all of a sudden I realize all of you guys think that I'm fleshy.
所以我们又受伤了。
That I'm hurt.
这阿们大声有人受伤。
Somebody who amens real loud, we get hurt.
阿们小声又有另外一些人受伤。
Someone who, people who amen real lowly and very, silent.
你知道吗？
Quietly, we get hurt.
所以神家就是大肉体小肉体落一盘哈。
And God's house is just full of big and small flesh.
被神摆在一起。
And we are all put together.
我们就这样磨啊磨啊冲啊碰啊摸来碰摸去，到最后我们就越来越像主了，居然。
And we rub against each other. We, you know, go against one another. All of a sudden, we actually become more like the Lord.
我跟你讲，什么事情、什么人、事物会摸着你，这是我们的未得之地。
And I tell you, whatever person that would trouble you or bother you.This is the ground that you have not yet possessed.
神对约书亚说，你已经年纪老迈，你还有许多未得之地。
And God said to Joshua, you are advanced in age, but there's still much land you have not yet conquered.
什么人一讲什么话就会让你受不了的话，那是你的未得之地。
If somebody says something and it just makes you very uncomfortable or offends you, that's a land, that is inheritance you have not yet claimed.
每一次塞车你就火冒三丈，那是你的未得之地。
Every time in traffic, you just get into this rage.It is something that you have not yet claimed.
每次余弟兄开车超过了你就不服气，那是你的未得之地。
And every time brother you drive passes you, and you just say, oh, and you're not happy about that, that's the ground that you have not yet claimed.
弟兄姊妹，我们有太多的未得之地。
There are many, many things that we have not yet claimed.
神一日显明我们了。所有的环境都在这里要为了要把我们的人显出来。
So God raises up all these circumstances to reveal to us who we are inside.
我们被神拆毁，被神建造。
God would take us apart, but God would also build us up.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上很重要的工作。
And these are the wonderful works that God has in our lives.
好，这是整个旷野五件事。
And these five key things through the wilderness.
经历神亲自的带领。
To experience God's personal leading.
经历神丰盛的供应。
To experience God's full supply.
经历神在神的启示。
And God's personal revelation.
经历属灵的征战。
And to experience spiritual battles.
我们也经历我们肉体被神显明，被神对付。
And we experience the fact that our flesh is being revealed.
弟兄姊妹，这是神百姓走天路的时候。
And this is the people of God as they walk in the heavenly journey.
神一路上在改变我们。
And God is changing them along the entire way.
整个出埃及记。
So the entire Exodus.
我一分钟讲完哈。
I'll conclude in a minute.
它分五段。
But it's actually five segments.
第一段。
The very first one.
生为奴，生下来就是奴隶的。
You were born a slave.
这是第一章。
That's chapter one.
第二。
Second segment.
蒙救赎
they received salvation.
神借着降时灾
and through the coming of the plagues,
击打偶像在我们身上捆绑的力量
struck the idols and the power that they have over us.
神借着羔羊的救赎
and through the redemption of the lamb,
让这个爱激励我们
and to encourage us by this love,
把我们从世界里面给救出来
and to deliver us out of the world,
把我们从神的审判底下救出来
and to deliver us out of the judgments of God.
这是讲到蒙救赎第二章第一节到十五章二十一节
chapter 2, to chapter 15.
第三，行天路。
Thirdly, to walk a heavenly journey.
就是我们今天晚上讲的，开始走属天的路。
That's what we're talking about tonight. We begin to walk a heavenly journey.
从十五章二十二节一直到十八章，都是在讲行天路。
Chapter 15, verse 22 to chapter 18.
第四。
Fourthly,
获得启示。
To receive revelation.
这是从19章一直到31章。
Chapter 19 to chapter 31.
神把圣别生活的条例、十诫、山上的样式都颁布给他们。
God has given the Ten Commandments, the decrees, and the ways of living. God has revealed everything to them.
第五个被建造。
And fifthly, being built up.
从32章到40章。
Chapter 32 to the end.
那这一段又分成两小段。
And this portion is divided into two smaller segments.
先拆毁后建造。
First, you must demolish two, then you build.
所以32章到34章借着他们拜金牛犊神管教拆毁责打他们。
32 and 34, because the worship of the golden calf, God struck them and God educated them.
他们居然用金牛犊来取代耶和华神。
Took them apart because they were replacing an idol to the Lord their God.
然后再从35章到40章神真实的建造在他们中间出现了。
Chapter 35 to the end, God really began to build and then God was revealed.
所以出埃及记讲完了。
We're done with Exodus.
所以弟兄姊妹我们不光是在为奴之地被神救出来。
And we are not just slaves, born as slaves that are delivered.
神带领我们走属天的路。
But God lead us to walk a heavenly journey.
他亲自带领。
He's personally leading.
他亲自教育。
He's personally educating us.
他亲自启示。
He's personally revealing.
他亲自来帮助保护我们
personally helping and protecting us.
而且他亲自做工在我们身上
He's personally working in our lives.
以弗所书第二章说到我们都是他手中的杰作在基督耶稣里面做成的
Ephesians chapter 2 says that we are the workmanship of God that is made in Jesus Christ.
所以以前有一个弟兄讲一个比喻很好
And there was a brother who gave an analogy that was very good.
他说哎呀又有一个人得救了
There's another person who was saved.
今天郑继福得救了
And today Asher he saved.
天上就突然这个天使们都在欢呼
All of a sudden, the angels in heaven, they're shouting, they're rejoicing.
加百列突然跑来跟神说：“神啊，我看祭夫是个可造之材。”
And Gabriel comes to the Lord and say, "Oh Lord, I think Asher is a usable material."
加百列是天使长啊，你不要小看啊。
And Gabriel, he is one of the archangels. Don't
一个小天使就可以打败185,000个亚述大军，一个晚上可以杀光的。
And a small angel could annihilate an army of 186,000.
不要说天使长。
And not to say the archangel.
加百列说我来训练他作为福音的使者。
And Gabriel says, I'm going to train him personally to be a messenger of the gospel.
这个米迦勒说我来教他属灵征战成为大能的勇士。
And Michael comes along and says, no, I'm going to teach him how to be a mighty warrior.
主对他们说 no.
And God says, no.
这是我的儿女。
This is my child.
我要亲自教育他。
I'm going to teach him personally.
你们没有资格教育他。
You are not qualified to teach him.
希伯来书第一章讲到天使不过是服役的灵为那些承受救恩的人效力就是了。
Hebrews chapter 1 says that angels are their ministering spirits, serving those who are called by grace.
神约书亚记说到他要独自引导我们生命记。
And Deuteronomy, it says, God says that He will personally lead us.
主耶稣赐下宝惠师来。
The Lord Jesus has sent the Comforter.
以赛亚书也告诉我们，那个时候，你或向左，或向右，在后面有声音告诉你说，这是正路，当行在其间。
The book of Isaiah says, whether to the left or to the right, you will hear a voice behind you said, this is the way, walk in it.
因为你的老师再也不向你隐藏了。
And because I will not hide myself from you anymore.
弟兄姊妹要喜乐啊，神亲自做我们的老师。
But you ought to rejoice, God Himself.Is your teacher.
主耶稣亲自来教导我们。
Jesus personally comes to teach you.
圣灵在我们里面光照、安慰、启示、带领，都在教育我们。
The Holy Spirit comes to enlighten, to teach, and to educate.
我们需要被主充满。我们不是只是去得到一些能力或是感觉。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit, not just in power and these experiences.
生命里面需要被他充满。
In our lives, they need to be filled.
我们生活里面需要被他充满。
The way we live, it needs to be filled by Him.
真的是到处都是神的工作，神在。我们身上伟大的作为和恩典。
Everywhere you look, you can see the works of God in your life.
所以神的百姓刚才讲的旷野五种的经历。
And so the people of God, we talked about these five experiences in the wilderness.
那么神在我们身上，也就是按着站一步一步的带领我们。
And in our lives, God is leading us along through different stages.
照着他心中的纯正，手中的巧妙，带领我们走人生的每一个阶段。
And according to the goodness of His heart. He leads us through every stage in life.
这是民数记里面讲到的第一个法则。
And this is the very first principle in Deuteronomy.
神是按站带领我们。
And God is leading His people through stages.
讲到凡事都有他的美意。
That all things has His purpose.
而第二件事情。
And secondly,
神的百姓每到一站，对着会幕安营。
And every time the people of Israel comes to a particular stage, they will encamp around the tabernacle.
讲到不管你在人生哪一个阶段。
It doesn't matter. Speaks of doesn't matter what stage you are in.
基督必须是我们的中心。
Christ must be our center.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是道理。
Brothers, this is not just a principle.
你我的经历都可以证明这件事情。
Your experiences and my experiences can prove this.
在你人生任何的一个阶段。
Any stage, any one of the stages in your life.
如果基督已经不是你的中心的话。
Christ is no longer the center.
凡是以别的替代了主的。
If you replace anything with in the place of God,
他的愁苦一定加增。
Your sorrow will increase.
有的人学生时代很爱主。
And there are some who really loved the Lord when they were students.
做事以后不爱主了。
And when they start to work, they fall away.
你可以看得出这个人他的身心灵都不快乐都不健康。
You can see that this person, his heart, his spirit, his mind, they're not healthy.
有的人孩子还没生的时候很爱主。
Some people before they had children, they
loved the Lord. 孩子生的时候取代了主在心中的地位。
And after a child was born, all of a sudden replaced God's position in
them. 你发现他的生活混乱。
And you begin to see that their life is in chaos.
夫妻之间常常为了孩子烦躁吵架在那里焦头烂额。
Couples actually often quarrel because of their kids.
因为主不再是中心。
Because the Lord is no longer the center.
每一站，不管哪一站，必须先对会幕安营。
Every stage in life, doesn't matter what stage, you need to camp around the tabernacle.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
永远与神和神永远的旨意为我们的目的。
And always have the purpose of the will of God be our purpose.
旷野42站没有一站是终点。
The 42 stages in the wilderness. Not one stage is the final destination.
直到最后进迦南才是。
Until they enter into Canaan.
所以中间不管是失败也好。
So in the middle, whether they have fallen.
神没有叫我们永远停留在失败。
God did not allow us to remain in weakness.
要叫我们从加底斯巴利亚的失败再起行。
God wants us to rise up and start from the place where we've fallen again.
得胜也不是我们的终点。
And victory is not our final destination.
神要叫他们从利非定亚玛利人的得胜中再出发。
And God wanted them to keep moving forward after they've defeated the Amalekites.
痛苦的经历，神没有叫我们永远停留在那。
And the experiences of bitterness, God says, don't remain there.
要从马拉的苦水起行。
And to rise up from the water of Meribah.
喜乐蒙福的经历，神又没有叫我们停留在那。
And the experience of blessedness of being this joyous occasion, God doesn't want us to rest.
要从以琳起行。
But rise up from Elim.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远是向着标杆去。
And we're always running towards the goal.
这是我们在主的面前走天路的人。
And we who are running in this heavenly journey, this is
us. 所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to thank the Lord.
神这么爱我们。
God loves us.
用永远的爱爱我们。
Loved us with an everlasting love.
他不仅仅要把我们从埃及救出来。
He not only delivered us out of Egypt.
他亲自带领我们。
But he wants to personally lead us.
他要带领我们进去。
Lead us into it.
在这个过程里面。
And in this process,
我们怎么样子得到从上头来？
How do we receive the power from on high?
我们怎么样让属天的生命在我们的生活中为我们分别为圣呢？
How do we allow this heavenly life in us to sanctify us in our lives?
我们 life purpose, lifestyle, life principle 怎么样子能够被神不断的改变呢？
Life purpose, lifestyle, life principle, how do they continually be changed before
God? 今天就是神在改变我们。
Today it is God who's changing us.
衣食住行神都改变了他们。
Our sustenance and our everyday life, God has changed it for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主。
And we need the Lord.
以赛亚书四十章告诉我们
Isaiah chapter 40 tells us,
那等候耶和华的
He who waits on the Lord,
必重新得力
shall renew their strength.
他们像鹰一样展翅上腾
And they shall mount up with wings like eagles.
奔跑不再困倦
And they shall run and not be weary.
行路不再疲乏
And they shall walk and not faint.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你来的时候是不是非常的疲乏，或是人生有碰到什么样子的困难。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know on your way here to the retreat, are you exhausted?
我们也很亏欠没有这么多的时间可以跟每一个人细谈，或是陪你们交通祷告。
And I feel bad that I don't have the ability to spend quality time with each person and pray with you.
但是有一件事情我们每一个人都可以做。
But one thing all of us can do.
我们可以直接来到施恩的宝座前。
You can directly come to the throne of grace.
也是为永远爱我们的神相会。
This God, forever loves us, is meeting with us.
我们也在他面前领受那丰满圣灵的祝福。
and we can receive the fullness of His blessing, the Holy Spirit.
正像我们上个礼拜所说的
And just like what we said last week,
活水要从施恩座前流出来
that the living water will flow from His throne.
它遮盖我们的 ankle,
and it will cover our ankle.
它遮盖我们的膝盖
and it will come, rise up to our knees.
它一直涨一直涨涨到我们的腰
and it will rise to our waist.
到最后一直涨过我们整个人我们不能再走了我们浸透在水里面
and it will rise to the point where it covers our entire person, we are drenched, and it can't move forward.
这是圣灵今天晚上要做的事情
and this is what the Holy Spirit is doing tonight.
我们一起唱一首诗歌
we're going to come to a hymn together.
254首
254
大本诗歌254首我们先只唱第一节啊，第一节我们第一节要唱两次不是254不是254很多的信息你听不明白
and perhaps there are many principles and messages that you do not understand
但所有的基督徒都可以跟你做见证神爱我们
but every Christian will testify that God loves us
他不甘心看见我们活在世界的王那样子的伤害和辖制的底下
he is not willing that we are living under the harm
他不希望我们
the oppression of the king of this world
他不希望我们活在罪恶的捆绑底下
he does not want us to see us living under the bondage
他希望我们都能够在他里面享受最深的平安和喜乐
that we will enjoy the deepest peace and joy in him
这位神是一位采取行动的神
this God is the God of action
他不仅仅看见我们的困苦
He not only sees our sorrow
听见我们的哀声
and our outcry
他了解我们心中的痛苦
but He knows the pain that is in our heart
圣经上告诉我们他采取的行动他下来
and the scripture says that God acted He came
他要救我们脱离埃及
He came to deliver us out of Egypt
他要亲自带领我们
He wanted to personally lead us
最终要领我们进入荣耀的境界
at the very end to lead us into a glorious realm
今天晚上我愿意在主的爱里面也奉主的名问我们在座所有的福音朋友们
and tonight I want to ask in the love of the Lord all the gospel friends who are here
有没有任何人今天这两天在聚会的里面你现在你愿意说主我愿意认识你我愿意接受你
Are there anyone here that through the meeting with God in the last few days that you're willing to come and say Jesus I want to accept you
如果有这样子的人，请你在你的位置上把手举起来，不用管别人。
If there are such a person, we ask that you will raise your hand where you are sitting.
有没有这样子的人？
Don't worry about the person around you.
感谢主，请放下。还有没有这样子的人？不要管别人，感谢主，感谢主，请放下。还有没有？
Amen.
感谢主。还有没有？
Anyone else?
你可能还有很多的问题，你可能从来没有经历过什么叫做圣灵，什么叫做神的爱。
You may have many questions. You never experienced the Holy Spirit. What is the love of God?
那是神要做的事情。
But God is going to do that.
我们要做的事情。
All we have to do.
只向他表达主，我愿意。
It's just to say, God, I'm willing.
主，我需要。
God, I need you.
我愿意接受你做我个人的救主，做我的神。
I want to accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
你怎样改变的基督徒也来改变我。
The way you change these Christians around me.
你怎样带领他们？你也来带领我。
The way you let them lead me.
我最后再问一次，还有这样子的人，请你在位置上把手举起来。
I'm going to ask again. Anyone?
请放下，请放下，举过的可以不要举了。还有没有？
If you raise your hands already, it's okay. Don't have to raise.
还有没有？请放下。感谢主，我先为你们祷告。
I'm going to pray for you.
亲爱的主，我们为这几位举手的，我们献上感谢。
The Lord Jesus, for these who raise their hands, we thank you.
天向他们打开来。
Heaven be open.
你的爱，你的荣光充满在他们的心中。
Your love fill their hearts.
用你的平安喜乐来覆庇他们。
With your love and your joy cover them.
让他们不仅仅在这里感受到你的爱。
Not only can they experience your love here tonight.
让他们今天晚上就来享受你的同在。
Tonight they will enjoy your presence.
来接受你这一生成为他们的救主，来带领他们。
They will receive you as a savior that will lead them for the rest of their lives.
大大的祝福他们。
Greatly bless them, Lord.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们也为了今天晚上还不能举手的这些朋友。
And we want to continue to pray for those who have a hard time raising their hands.
把他们都交在你的手中。
We commit them all in your hands, Lord.
你永远的爱来爱他们。
Love them with your everlasting love.
让他们保持一颗寻求真理的心。
Keep within their hearts a heart that searches for truth.
直到有一天他们归到你的名下。
Until one day they are brought under your name.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们继续上第二节。
Verse 2.
我主只有你的圣灵能深感神的爱，只有你的能力能令这个生活烧开，受用圣灵赐怜悯做工在我里面，洁净每个等候的心，赐下圣灵做恩典。第三，我主只有你的圣灵能赐下救恩赐。圣灵，就用圣灵。 比刚刚我们所讲的这些神百姓有福太多了。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that you are far more blessed than the people of Israel that I've been talking about?
他们所处的年代是大概3500年前。
And the time that they lived in is about 3,500 years ago.
那时候不仅仅圣灵还没有赐下，连主耶稣都还没有来过地上。
Not only was not the Holy Spirit given, but Jesus had not come yet.
而我们今天新约的子民，
But today, people of the New Testament,
我们比他们有福太多了。
We are so much more blessed.
耶稣来过了，
Jesus has come.
圣灵也来了，
The Holy Spirit came.
神的工作不再是外面的了，
The work of God is no longer just on the outside.
全都是在生命里面的。
We are all inside our lives.
这是我们大的福分。
It is a great blessing.
耶稣活在我们心中做生命。
Jesus lives in you to be your life.
圣灵要大大的充满我们。
The Holy Spirit will greatly fill you up.
昨天晚上我们讲到你是否愿意站在那个水龙头底下。
And last night we talked, are you willing to come under that faucet?
没有人能够强迫我们。
Nobody can force you to come.
可是当我们凭着信心站在神应许中。
But by faith you stand in the promises of God.
当我们凭着信心在基督里的时候，
By faith you stand in Christ.
我们向神举手啊。
And you lift up your hands to God.
弟兄姊妹，恩雨要大大的降临。
Showers of blessings will come.
以赛亚是说，降春雨的日子要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
The book of Isaiah says, cry out to the God of lightning.
他要赐下透雨来。
He will send forth an abundance of rain.
今天晚上我们都要向神求。
So tonight we're going to ask of God.
我们不能够只是在一点感动而已。
And not just in the realms of just simply being moved.
神是又真又活的神。
God is real.
耶稣基督是我们的生命。
Jesus Christ is our life.
圣灵传掉我们的一切了。
The Holy Spirit has become all to us.
我们不要再被世界的王辖制。
Do not be under the oppression of the king of the world.
不甘心再受苦。
Do not no longer suffer.
今天晚上我们都来到主的面前。
Tonight we all come before God.
让主耶稣释放我们。
We ask Jesus to set us free.
圣灵释放我们。
The Holy Spirit set us free.
每一个人都被主充满。
We want to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们再次唱第二节就好了。
Verse 2, we're just going to sing verse 2 again.
让主的圣火在这里烧开来。
Let the holy fire be on.
让这个圣灵在我们里面产生更深的渴慕和爱。
The Holy Spirit give us a deeper longing and love.
当我们唱的时候，
as we are singing,
我们站起来哈。
I ask everyone to rise.
如果你渴慕被圣灵更多充满，我鼓励你们来到前面祷告。
If you want to be filled more by the Holy Spirit, encourage to come forward.
自己直接去面对神。
Personally come before God.
上礼拜我们讲到来到施恩的宝座前。
We say coming before the throne.
与神相会，与神相交，而在这里承受圣灵全备的祝福。今天晚上就是了，我们来唱。我就只有你的身心，恩恳身心啊！凡有渴慕的到前面来。只有他的能力能力，这个灯火照开，只有圣灵的怜悯做工在我里面，在每个灯火等你做恩典，就用圣灵去怜悯，做工在我里面。上面也可以来哈，可以到台上来。Baptize us with your power today. 我们一起扬声向神祷告。
Everybody lift up your voices to the Lord.
后面的弟兄姊妹如果愿意可以继续出来，或者要在位置上跪下来，我们都不要去看别人。
Don't look at anyone around you. You want to kneel where you are.
个人来看坐在宝座上的王啊。
You personally come and see the king. who is enthroned.
来看荣耀的耶稣。
Come and see the glorified Jesus.
圣灵要来高举基督。
The Holy Spirit want to lift up Jesus.
要来见证基督。
And want to testify him.
要来荣耀基督。
The glorified Jesus.
还有他的灵充满每一个人。
He will fill us with his spirit.
我们向他求雨。
Come and ask for the rain.
向他求火。
Ask for the fire.
今天晚上得着我们。
But tonight lay hold of us.
哈利路亚，我们个人向神祷告。
Personally come and ask God.
你站累的要坐下来，要跪下来都可以。
If you tired, sit down. If you want to kneel, kneel.
但是请你在会场不要聊天，不要讲话。
I don't have just talk to one another right now.
我们同声祷告啊。
Let's pray together.
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，耶稣，我们赞美你。哦，我的主耶稣啊，我主只有你的圣灵能够做。主啊，主啊，只有你的圣灵。最单纯的信心来到宝座前，让我们用最深的爱慕来注视羔羊，大大张口，神必大大充满。哈利路亚。我们的注意力集中在耶稣的同在上。
Set your focus on the presence of the Lord Jesus.
而不是在自己特别的感觉或周围的环境上。
But not in your own feelings or what's going on around you.
神应许我们，我们亲近他，他就必亲近我们。
The Lord promises we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
他应许我们大大张口，他就要大大充满。
So that we open up greatly, He will fill us greatly.
把我们的心向神举起来。
And we lift up our hearts to the Lord.
哦，告诉神我们爱慕他。
Just tell Him, Jesus, we love you.
告诉主耶稣我们需要他。
Just say to Jesus, Jesus, I need you.
哦，我们需要彻底彻底的被圣灵来充满。
Lord, I need a full filling of your spirit.
哦、我们需要圣灵把主耶稣的同在变得这么真实。
Lord, I need the Holy Spirit to make you so real to me.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Jesus.
在活水泉里面，我们只带着一皮带的水回去，要向主大大的要，带着永不干涸的活泉回去，啊，永远在我们的心中。向井歌唱，叫井啊涌上水来，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。如果有任何石头、泥土、不讨神喜悦的事堵塞了你的活水，求主耶稣这时候为我们挪开，求他宽恕我们，求他医治我们。如果有人为你按手祷告，你就安安静静地接受他的祝福，不影响你跟神的亲近。如果没有人来为你按手，也别着急，耶稣就在这里。这么多人拥挤耶稣，但是血肉的妇人却从耶稣的身上得着能力，因为他是用信心来触摸耶稣，所有生命的破口漏洞都得着了医治。来触摸耶稣，哈利路亚，伸出手来摸耶稣，耶稣我要你，你要医治我，你如果不祝福我，我不让你过去，向主求。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，让圣灵自由，哈利路亚。他要你哭你就哭，他要你安静你就安静，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。No friend like Jesus， 没有人像耶稣这么好的。哈利路亚！今天晚上我们都归回，回到主的面前来。没有一件事情能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。哈利路亚！哈利路亚！的活水从施恩的宝座前流出来，越流越深，越流越多，越流越广，越流越高，直到我们全人葬溢在荣耀的活水中，让圣灵的江河成为可以浮而不可淌的水。哈利路亚。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。是的，我们的教师再也不向我们隐藏他应许的，他说他再也不向我们隐藏。哈利路亚，我们要向他说，耶稣我要见你，我们要见耶稣。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。他最了解我们的情形，他最知道我们真正需要的是什么。万物在造他的主面前都是赤裸敞开的，任何的罪不再逃避，不再向他隐藏。 任何的苦情，不要以为耶稣不了解我们，他全了解，他都知道。他下来就是要来拯救我们。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。